Welcome to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
That was Geek Culture is Dead, or GEEK Culture is Dead by Kirby Crackle. This is the show where we drop some knowledge on you every week.
Lots of knowledge.
Wednesdays 9 to 10. And online. We actually have a lot of the knowledge online at our website.
Purposes.
Where is our website, Red Bear?
You go over to exppoints.com and double tap the P.
We also have social media landing platform that you can go to.
It's like where you put your spaceship.
Yeah. It's like a docking platform for social media stuff. It's exppoints.com/social. Please go there. Facebook, Twitter, Google+, YouTube, Steam community. All of the stuff. We have PayPal and Patreon if you want to be ever so generous and donate. We also have iTunes and Stitcher where all of this stuff is broadcastable and streamable.
That's
from.
Crazy.
In addition to being streamable from like some weird places, Podcat.
Get streamed from weird places a lot.
I don't even know what that means.
Continuing on.
We are going to cut to two songs, come back and talk about what we did last week. Because I Want to Be the One to Watch You Die by the Megas and a critical hit by No More Kings. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Critical Hit by No More Kings. Before that, I Want to Be the One to Watch You Die. Not really. By the Megas.
No, I Want to Be the One to Watch You Die.
Oh.
You don't get to.
Not real. Oh, thanks. This is the segment of the show where we talk about what we did last week. And really, last week, it was a solo show by me, mostly a music show, because you were in meetings.
I was so stuck in meetings.
I was getting sick. I'm actually kind of over it, but you can kind of hear my voice is a little different now. What did you do for the last week, 2 weeks? What
aside
you been doing?
From being in meeting hell, I did play some video games. Did I mention that I figured out the issue with my laptop's performance in video games?
Yeah.
I did mention that. So like DPI settings.
The last time, if you're gonna tell us you still haven't beat Sans yet, that's okay on the genocide run because
I made you attempt it.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
So and you honestly, you did not get far at all.
You know, we
dude.
Have. I was doing pretty good.
You know, right. You think that was good?
I was doing all right.
No.
We have a video of me trying, so that'll get
you're gonna post that.
That'll get uploaded eventually.
Good. Yeah, I'm gonna make you.
So anyway,
still, I might just get. I don't know how much more determination I have left.
I might. I know
really
how the game
don't.
Ends. I don't need to beat this person.
Yeah. So, did try that excessively and have not yet
spent
succeeded.
A lot of time. How was your fourth?
My fourth? Yeah. Oh, you know, it was okay. I'd spend it away from technology in the woods. Help me.
Oh well.
Kind
his face
of.
Kind of sinks a little bit. I'm like, oh, your face. No,
yeah.
Come on.
Mainly I've been debating on which starships I want in Star Citizen.
Oh, we're back we're
back here. So deal with my life. So I have a Freelancer Dirk, a M50, Origin JumpWorks 350, an Origin JumpWorks 325A, and I just bought a Dragonfly, which is a space motorcycle.
You're the guy. You're like, look at all of this. Look at how big my space is compared to your space. But we still haven't gotten the game that's playable.
Well, you say that. It is playable.
No, it's not.
You downloaded it?
Yeah, it's called Exceptions. That's all I get, Exceptions.
You're wrong.
No, okay.
Since 2.4?
Your opinion's wrong. No, I haven't updated it since then.
Okay,
so.
Then update it. But no, I'm debating on whether I want to keep the Durr and the 325A or if I want to go up to a Constellation.
Just trade them all in?
Yeah, just trade those two in for the Constellation.
Can you trade it in once you've played the game?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, right now, as long as it's in beta, you can basically upgrade your ship, which keeps all the game packages and everything with that ship. A common thing to do, actually, is whenever a ship goes on sale with lifetime insurance, is to buy that ship and then upgrade it to a ship that you want.
Oh.
Yeah,
so you get
then
the lifetime
insurance passes up to that ship.
Very nice.
Yeah. So debating that, my only concern is Constellation is kind of a big – it's a frigate.
Constellation is the multi-crew.
Yeah, it's a multi-crew.
You got one guy. You got this guy.
Are you going to log in?
Yeah, I'll log in.
Okay.
I don't know what
because
I'll
my
be
concern
able to do.
Is I think it's pilotable enough solo, I think.
Yeah.
And they are talking about doing some NPC stuff if you don't have crew. Like
you'll
buy
some mate slaves.
Hire people. Yeah, that's what they're kind of saying in the future. I like the Freelancer because you can easily solo it.
Right.
But the Constellation is a better ship.
I know the commercial is like five people on the bridge of this Constellation going to like explore a planet and meet these new aliens. And I'm like, oh, that's what I want to do. I want to meet
you
the
should,
aliens.
You should have bought a Dragonfly, by the way. A space motorcycle.
I can still buy one.
No, you can't. They're on concept sale. You can probably buy one after the game's released.
Oh, well, I'm sure they'll be around. I mean, the models in the game, they're going to want to make more money.
No, well, the Dragonflight is going to be around. The way they did that is, like, there's a yellow one, the one I have. Mm-hmm. You can't get that once the game's released. Like, we actually can't get that now.
Yellow's not even really my favorite color.
Yeah, it wasn't mine either, but it's special.
Okay.
So yeah, debating on whether I want to get a Constellation or not, and from the look on your face, I might want to get a Constellation, because you may want me to.
I mean, it's expensive, so.
Well, no, but that's the thing, though. If I melt down the Freelancer.
If I destroy all of my spaceships.
Yeah, if I melt down the Freelancer and the 325A,
affordable.
I can afford the Constellation.
Okay.
So well, I'm debating on whether I want to do that.
You don't want to just have one Constellation. You want to have other ships.
Well, yeah, I still have the M50.
Can you put other ships in the Constellation?
Yes. Oh. Well, the Dragonfly can ride in it, and it comes with a snub fighter.
It's effectively, it's like a boat. It's like Thunder in Paradise. It's made up of like two jet skis and also a boat.
Yeah, well, actually, you say that on the back of it is the P-52 Merlin is basically dry docked in it.
Oh, okay.
You can go back there and actually get in it and launch from the Constellation and the little snub fighter.
Well,
which actually, I wonder if you'll, I know the Phoenix Edition, the high-end, has the P-72 concept. I wonder if you can buy a P-72 later and shove it in that slot for the lower grades.
I am mad.
I don't see why you couldn't.
You know what? This game's becoming larger than life and is just continuously just exceeding all the Kickstarter goals. The Kickstarter like goals and you know the it's getting bigger and bigger all the time. So why not? Yeah, you can put any ship, you just shove it into that ship.
Well,
you do it. It's not official and I'm just making it up. But I
No, they're actually talking about that right now, cuz that discussion came up with the Dragonflies, cuz it's a space motorcycle. Right. I keep saying this. It really is. And people have been asking, hey, can I just throw this on a ship because it's tiny and it'll fit? And they're saying, yeah, probably. They actually have confirmed the Freelancer. You can put it in the cargo bay.
Build a docker for it. Build a little arm that'll grab it and hold on to it.
But yeah, they said they're looking at making it what's called a vehicle class, like the Gray Cat Rover and stuff. And if that's the case, you'll totally be able to just throw it in any ship that'll fit it. And there it goes. It's riding.
Take up your precious cargo space.
Oh, yeah. So I've been doing a lot of that. And what else did I do this week? I don't even know.
You did
did things. I attempted to play video games, and Matt actually learned that I'm terrible at them. And I just fake behind a microphone.
We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Will we? Oh, goodness.
You don't?
Oh, no. Because you know about, I think I did make a mistake. It's probably why I don't remember the past 2 weeks, even though I did it last night.
What'd you do?
I downloaded a certain MMORPG.
Oh, yeah, this guy. All right, so look.
And
Hold on.
I installed it, and I logged into a certain server.
We'll get to that. You know what? We're going to use the next section a little bit for that, because we have a lot of news and a little discussion and everything, but that can be the next section.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Everyone enjoys heroin the first time.
Just saying.
You're a repeat user.
So what did you do, Mr. High and Mighty?
Well, so the Steam sale ended July
4th. Oh, yeah, I spent money there.
Yeah, I spent some money there.
I didn't spend, okay, from your face, I didn't spend that much money.
I didn't spend, I probably spent like maybe 60 bucks.
I bought Duck Game.
I probably spent maybe like 60 bucks. I bought Duck Game.
Good.
On your recommendation.
Good, you'll love it. You'll love it.
I bought a couple games. I bought some games I'd been wanting for a while.
Okay, yeah,
that I can't immediately recall the names of, because I've been playing a ton of Batman Arkham Knight. And that's the end of the trilogy by Rocksteady. It came out like a year ago, or like last year. It came out, I think, November of last year. And it was pulled from the PC version because it was so unstable. It was so bad. They rushed it, and they just didn't port it to PC that good or that well. So they stopped it. They pulled it. They gave everybody the money back. And then I think they gave money back. And then they re-released it later. And I think for 30 bucks or maybe 20 bucks, I bought it. And I have to say, and this with everything, it's all the DLC.
So less than a year later, it's 20, 30 bucks. That's great. Through a summer sale.
Through a summer sale, yeah. And it was like, I think maybe like 50% off or whatever. But I've been playing a lot of it. And I've got to say, like, I really enjoy the game. I love the direction. It's Mark Hamill and Kevin Conroy. I believe it's Mark Hamill. I thought he came back to do it.
I think so.
You know, as the Joker and Kevin Conroy, definitely as Batman. I know in Arkham Origins, they didn't get the same voice actors.
No.
And Arkham Origins wasn't made by Rocksteady. So,
right.
You know, whenever this one is the one with the Batmobile. Real heavy on the Batmobile, and I've got to say,
I basically sat down with some of my friends while like one of them played through it, like through a weekend.
I've got to say, the Batmobile was really awesome when I first got it, and then it sort of became a crutch in the game to like, I don't want to be in the Batmobile because it handles like this really weird, slidey, drivey pickle. Like
Slivey, Drivey, Pickle.
Yeah, yeah, because like at some points it can go into like a weird like omnidirectional tank, and then other times it's like a
quickly to the Slivey, Drivey, Pickle.
It's like a race car other times, and I don't know. It seems like a really, really, really good like a really good middle ground between the Christian Bale like Batman, the Chris Nolan Batman series, and then the actual animated series, like the classic 1990-esque, you know.
I would do that voice, but I don't think he ever speaks. Which was still one of the best cartoons ever.
It feels like a really good... And there are a ton of stories that come up in it. Nightwing's in it. Batgirl's in it. Barbara Gordon as Oracle is in it. The Jason Todd storyline is mentioned and is a big focal point in it. You see the new Robin. You see Tim Drake as the new Robin. I mean, you see a lot in there... Tons of villains turned kind of associates turned allies. Lucius Fox is in it, and so is Alfred, and so just
of course
so
Alfred
many
has to be in it.
So many storylines. It's almost like this was their last run. I don't know if maybe I am seeing it from the perspective of I got all the DLC. And yeah. That the original game was just this very base thing, and then there's all this extra content that was added into it, mm-hmm. you know, iteratively or whatever. But now I'm seeing all this extra content. I mean, this is a full-fledged game. And again, for $20 or $30, this is a must. Like, if you like Batman at all, and I'm not a huge Batman fan, but this is, like, I feel vulnerable when I'm supposed to feel vulnerable in the game. I feel like whenever there's a big, giant plot point in the game and things get real... then that like is very it's not telegraphed very much, and then you know it's very impactful.
I think that's why, and I still haven't played Mass Effect 3, but I think that's why I love the Mass Effect series so much. I felt so much of what was happening.
I actually am I'm going to be replaying probably Mass Effect 2 with mods, and then Mass Effect 3 with mods. Just nice. Like I'm using the Elata mods. Called Elata mods. HD textures and all this stuff, and I screwed up my install by overloading it with too much stuff. So there was some conflicts. No, it's not that I threw too much at it. It's that the game doesn't know how to deal with it now. Like my computer's fine, the game's actually screwed up. So I just have to uninstall it and roll back to a previous version. Yeah. But I got Batman. I played back. I'm playing Batman Arkham Knight. I feel like I'm probably 70% to 80% done with the story. Okay, and then there's still tons of stuff after that.
Do they still have the Joker trophies? I don't remember. I think so.
The Riddler trophies?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they still have the Riddler trophies. There's still...
I think I lost a nerd point just
there's
then.
There's all these... They call them Arkham stories. And the Arkham stories are little micro mission, like one-off story missions.
Side quests,
but they're outside of the main game. So,
side quests.
You know, you jump right into the stories or whatever. With these characters from, you know, either set before the events of, say, Arkham Asylum or after the events.
Oh, I got you. It physically
takes
you out of the current events.
Right. So, okay. Like, I actually played a story before I even played the main game where I played as Batgirl trying to save Commissioner Gordon. The Joker had captured Commissioner Gordon before Arkham Asylum.
Okay.
So, chronologically, then I played Arkham Asylum. I've played Arkham in Arkham City.
Yeah.
And I think I even own Arkham Origins, but I just don't.
Yeah, I'll admit I didn't play Origins. I did play City and Asylum.
Yeah, City,
and I liked Asylum the best.
I liked Asylum. I didn't like how small it felt.
Well, he said that because I didn't like how I didn't feel like open world worked in Asylum.
Maybe
not Asylum in City.
No, in City it seems like it shouldn't because it's a tiny little area.
Yeah, it's weird.
That is also a max prison. Now, whenever you're all around Gotham, whenever in Arkham Knight, because you're in Gotham, this has become a long segment, so I'm going to wrap it up, but it feels a little bit better. You know, there are bridges, sort of like in Grand Theft Auto, there are bridges, and you can get to either side.
Yeah.
There are things that keep you in the section and then move you around the map once you've completed a certain objective. Yeah. So,
and I will say, since we're on the Batman thing, don't forget Killing Joke at the end of the month. I think
Killing
the
Joke.
20-something, 25th maybe?
Yep. It's I'm looking forward to that.
Oh,
rated
I can't
R.
Wait.
It's in theaters, right? Like, they're doing
is it?
They're,
are they doing a theatrical release?
I can't remember. We're going to look that
up
over
the
break. I
know it's going to come out at the end of the month on video.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Okay, so it might not be theatrical. We're going to look that up during the break, but I don't think that I did much else. I started playing Stardew Valley, And I actually really like that game.
I know that because you said Stardew like 30 times to me.
Stardew Valley, man.
I did not buy it.
That's fine. It's okay as a game right now. It looks like by the people that made Starbound or Terraria or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game that I don't know why I like it right now. Like,
it seemed like you really liked it.
It's a pretty feeling. It's a good feeling. You know, if you're going through like some stress or some depression in your life or whatever, I feel like this is the game you should probably play because it's simple. It's literally the game starts off with you working in a cube farm, and your grandfather handed you a note and says, "Whenever you feel like there's no escape, open this letter." And your grandfather gives you his farm. And now you go to this farm and you just pretty much learn to be part of this community. And it's just this love letter to like how games don't have to be about shooting zombies and fighting the Joker and stuff. It's this you know, little RPG sort of build your own thing game, and it's nice. It's not something that's got to be violent or got to be, you know, it's just simple. And the artwork's beautiful. It's all pixel graphics. Yeah. It's just like Terraria or Starbound. So really, really
good.
That's
fun. Yep, that's
fun. Good job, team. Also, I've been doing some more stuff. We're going to talk about the next segment, though. We're going to cut two songs, come back. This is Power Love by iFight Dragons, and the device has been modified by Victims of Science. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
We'll see you after the break on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Euthanized your faithful companion cube. Well done. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Are you still there?
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was The Device Has Been Modified by Victims of Science. Before that, Power of Love by iFight Dragons. We were actually listening to the previous audio while we were putting the songs
and
up or whatever.
It was too awesome for it to be properly recorded.
There were some weird pops and everything, so hopefully that doesn't happen here. That's the recording equipment. We're not making those noises.
I'm
so
actually very talented. I'm able to make the pops as I speak.
We can't make those pops.
No,
let's jump right into what we were doing sort of as the Experience Points crew. So over the weekend we've been doing some stuff. We've been doing some drinking games, which is really cool. We've been doing Black Mesa playthroughs, EP education stuff with PowerShell and Java, some tips and tricks and things like that, ways to get your save games sort of in your own private Dropbox like cloud or whatever. But we tried something to add to the video game rewind.
I like how you start out with tried.
Well, we tried it because we've never done it. Like, we don't have
we
don't have a budget, you know, for Experience
Our
Points.
Is
it's free. It's free, and it's
I'm trying
it's
to think of something sarcastic.
Free
to say.
And open
I don't
source,
even,
you know. So
free and open source.
It's all based off of equipment we have. So, you know, we had a couple handy cams, we had an old PlayStation 2, we had some Elgato Game Capture HD.
I found a chair.
And we found a chair. And we go ahead and we're going to go ahead and play Half-Life Decay. We were going to play that over the weekend. I think what we do this Friday or Saturday?
Yeah,
Saturday. Yeah, this past Saturday. So we come up to a place where we can all sit down and be comfortable and everything, you
a
know,
happy
record.
Place.
And we start doing this and we find out that Bear is actually not that good. Now, you've never played this, though.
No,
you've never played
Decay.
I've
never played this.
But yeah, so you weren't.
I'm going to say my controller was glitching.
And then I got you another controller.
Okay, well, fine. To be fair, he did.
So,
and the controller was really glitching.
It really was glitching. We are working on some content, though, so stick by us, stick with us.
And hopefully that series will get better.
We'll get that out of the way.
Again.
In no particular order, let's go through some of our talking points. All right, so we were talking about Batman Arkham Knight and Arkham Asylum and Arkham City.
I remember talking about that.
The return to Arkham, Batman Return to Arkham, remaster sort of collection. It's actually just Arkham Asylum and Arkham City. So it's
because they didn't feel like doing
it. It's not
the
Arkham
latest.
Origin, and there's no reason to update Arkham Knight because that was released like recently, like really recently.
Do it better.
Like, you don't need to. So, like,
yeah, make it better.
We were talking about it when we were walking over to the station that they're doing a lot of remasters recently.
I'm honestly sick and tired of remasters.
The remasters seem to literally hey, you had a PlayStation 3 and an Xbox 360, and you played these games a couple years ago on those consoles.
Still suck nostalgia out of you.
Yeah, we want to just make those games playable on PS4 and Xbox One. and you will buy them again.
God forbid we make good new content.
Right. So that's what people are doing. Anyway, we had talked about that being delayed. It's still delayed. It was supposed to come out July 29th, but I thought I'd bring it back up because we were talking about Arkham.
Something I'm not even excited about. I am somehow less excited about. No.
There's more, though, as far as remasters are concerned. So per some leaks, there was this...
Hold on, let me put on my excited face.
Per some leaks, there was the BioShock The Collection that was coming out. We don't know when it was going to be or whatever. Now we know. It's coming out in September, and it affects PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
But will the water look as amazing as the first time?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I
don't... Seriously, do you not remember going through BioShock the first time? You're like, my God, that water! Oh, my God!
The water looked so good. Yeah, September 13th in North America and Asia... And September 15th in Australia. And then everywhere else gets it September 16th. I guess UPS doesn't deliver very fast other places.
But. Oh, speaking of other places, I just remembered. Pokemon Go is in freaking New Zealand right now.
Yeah.
But not here yet.
Nope.
Sorry. Looking at you, Nintendo. Looking at you.
So anyway, BioShock The Collection, all three BioShock games, all the single-player DLC packs, and some extras, some sort of developer commentary and other little, you know, fun stuff, extra stuff like that, all for current gen consoles and PC. I don't know how I feel about that because it's for consoles. Let's just go like let's take a step down from our PC thrones.
Hi peasants, how are you doing?
For consoles, it's a big deal to have a PlayStation 3 and a PlayStation 4, and you know playing both of those consoles all the time, especially if like the only big games you have on there are also available for PS4. I can imagine you would want to consolidate and do one console if there's nothing that you want to keep on your PS3.
I can see that, yeah.
In my case, I have a lot of digital content.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it was Rock Band content, and now that Rock Band 4 accepted all that content, I depend on the Rock Band, or I depend on PS3 a lot less,
right,
to play games. But there's still a ton of Burnout Paradise,
which is an amazing game, by the way. If you don't own it,
it's really
just buy it. It's fun. It's arcadey. It's not serious.
Right.
I love that game.
You know, I have that game bought digitally. All of the PlayStation 1 classic games that I have. That I bought digitally, like, I can't play those in PS4. So, I mean, I'm going to keep my PlayStation 3 until...
Oh, really? You can't? I didn't realize
No, the PS4 is backwards compatible with nothing. Xbox One, you can play some Xbox 360 on there. And they are making some PlayStation Network versions of some games. So, for instance, like, PS1 Classics version of Final Fantasy VII doesn't play on PlayStation 4, but they have a PlayStation 4 version of Final Fantasy VII original for PlayStation 1 that is playable.
The fact that you just poked me with Final Fantasy VII, that is the saltiest thing I am salty about right now over the Steam Summer Sale.
That?
The Final Fantasy franchise went on sale.
Yeah.
Except for 9.
Oh.
Except for 9.
Well... I don't know why. I mean, 9 was really good, but it's not like it was their best-selling one.
No, that's one. Like, what is it because it's on my wish list? Did you not want to put it on sale, Steam? Gabe, are you looking at my wish list, buddy?
It's a personal thing,
yeah.
I think.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, like, push you that one time
I didn't
at the
mean
con.
To, I didn't mean to accidentally.
Threaten your life with Half-Life 3.
With pushing. So, moving on.
Definitely have a run-in with a crowbar.
Never wrote what?
Never. We didn't have a run-in with a crowbar with Valve. Don't ask about it. Keep going.
So if you're on PlayStation 4 and you play Fallout 4 and you want mods, you're going to have to wait a little bit longer because Bethesda doesn't know
how
to get around.
Get a PC, pleb.
Well, I will have to say that. If you got Fallout 4, if you had a PlayStation 4 and you didn't have a good PC or whatever, and you're like, oh, I want to play Fallout 4, and then later you're like, oh, I want to get mods, but I still don't have money for a PC, then I can understand. Like, you made it fit. You know, you made it fit with what you had. But if you got Fallout 4 for the PlayStation 4 and you said, I'm doing this because I want mods just
then
like
you're
the
retarded.
New PC. Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, it's not okay. That's not a viable expectation, you know? But you know what? Bethesda is working on it. They already had mods come out for Microsoft.
Jerk plebs.
For Xbox One. Let's stop demeaning our audience a little bit.
I got a PC again, guys.
He has a PC again. He doesn't have to go.
Suddenly,
Wii U.
I don't give a crap about consoles.
Well, Splatfest ended, so.
I know. So, what am I doing with my life?
What are you going to do with your Wii U, you mean?
Basically.
So, Fallout 4's modding community has seen a swell because. Xbox One, now we're getting kind of migrating some of the PC mods over to Xbox One. PlayStation 4 owners are going to have to wait just a little bit longer because of certain constraints with PlayStation 4. So
technical constraints.
Technical constraint. Microsoft's allowed 2 gigabyte uploads, 2 gigabyte mods, max size mods. Whereas Sony, for some reason, limits it to only 900 megs, which is significantly less, over 50%, right. You know, of 2 gigs. So,
and also, random number, guys.
Right, right. Well, I imagine maybe it's 900, like, funny, like, sellable megs, megabytes.
Blocks.
Right, right, right. So, like, when you upgrade, it's really, like, 1 gigabyte.
I wish that they still did things in blocks.
So, yeah, you're going to have to wait a little bit longer. We don't have any insight on that, but they said they'll update everybody via Twitter. Bethesda said they'll update everybody via Twitter, so cool.
Oh, there we go.
On PlayStation News... Twitch.
Something I'm not excited about again.
Twitch finally released an app for, you guessed it, the PlayStation Vita.
I didn't guess that, actually.
The 125 Vita owners can now, you know, stream videos to the PlayStation Vita, not stream from the PlayStation Vita. So you still can't stream Gravity Rush or, you know, Ollie Ollie or anything like that from your console to the cloud.
Oh, whoa. I didn't even realize that. So this is even less interesting than
this is literally just like a web browser, but it's a web browser with specific Twitch support, and it's also just colored like purple with Twitch. So, which is fine. Twitch is on almost everything. I don't know if it's on a BlackBerry. We were talking about that and joking about that. I don't know if that exists yet, but I mean, it might be. And the last little bit of some video game news. So Xbox avatars, you're about to get wheelchairs.
Actually, I think that's really cool.
Handicapped.
I really do think that's cool.
Or handicapable, you know, individuals out there that love to play games. And I think that, you know, it's a big deal for your avatar, for your online presence to sort of represent who you are inside, outside, whoever you feel you are. So, it's going to be on Xbox Live.
Plus, they have pretty awesome rims apparently.
Yeah, they got some really thick tires on these. Look at this. It's pretty ridiculous.
Rims. Wheelchair bound, I'd be kind of jealous of this wheelchair.
You could, these are like go-kart tires.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome.
Or wheelbarrow tires. But
and of course they have one doing the wheelie, because whose natural instinct isn't to do that
right. When
you sit in a wheelchair?
One last thing, and then we're going to cut to two songs, and we're going to come back and talk about some stuff. This is Play Anywhere. We talked about this at E3 whenever they released it. Microsoft's Play Anywhere feature, where it allows, if you buy a game on Windows 10 or on Xbox One, if it's Play Anywhere capable, then you will get the other copy on the other side
system.
Of things. So you only have to buy a game once, and you get it on Windows 10 and Xbox One, which is pretty cool. Like
I think that's a good platform.
We see this with Steam.
I say, as PC people, this is what we're used to.
And I actually did hear a blurb about how hopefully Microsoft isn't going to do games for Windows Live again.
You said it.
I'm hoping that they're not going to do
Windows
that.
Windows Live.
But anyway, that's coming. Not Games for Windows Live. The Microsoft's Play Anywhere is going to start on Xbox One and Windows 10 September 13th. So we're going to have more stuff coming in September, which is pretty awesome. It means the next Halo, in theory, the next Halo title could be also on PC,
which is
really cool, because now the platforms are kind of converging a little bit, which is kind of neat.
It's almost like they're really just PCs.
Almost like. This is Vindicate Me by Big Giant Circles and How to Fire a Gun by Shale Riley and the Double Ice Backfire. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
We'll catch you after the break on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
On Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU, still Experience Points, but this is gonna be it, guys. We're gonna talk about some stuff.
Last segment, we're done here.
I'm
MG. Leaving. I'm Red Bear.
That was How to Fire a Gun by Shale Riley and the Double Ice Backfire.
Boom.
Before that, Vindicate Me by Big Giant Circles. Let's talk about our last 3 points, and then let's rail Red Bear on getting back into the MMOs. So we've been covering the Ghost in the Shell movie thing that's been going on for a while.
Did go back and watch it last week again.
Ghost
the original
one. Dude,
yeah,
Ghost in
the
Shell's so
movie.
Good.
I want to watch the standalone complex.
Ghost in the Shell is better than Ghost in the Shell 2.0 or 2 Innocence. And I don't care what anyone says. Like, 2.0, it wasn't bad. It just
It was too weird art style.
It was, well, I mean, it was just exactly the same.
Is that the one I'm thinking of?
No, 2.0 is like a 2000-something remix of remaster of the original.
Oh, okay.
It was frame by frame in a lot of cases, but then they like changed the audio. It's bad. Anyway.
There's one I was thinking of that had this weird art style that I didn't know how I felt about the whole time.
Oh, Arise. You're thinking of Arise. Okay. And I think Arise was okay, but whatever. Anyway, the producer, Stephen Paul, has talked to BuzzFeed about exactly what he thinks of those.
That's how I say things to the public.
Of those, well, they ask the questions. We're just saying the answers.
BuzzFeed, I'm just saying.
This is no about hate. How Scarlett Johansson is being cast as Major Motoko Kusanagi, who's an Asian woman in the anime.
I couldn't tell by the name.
But now she's, you know, now she's, I guess Scarlett Johansson's not actually, I don't think she's white. I think she's like from another country, I think, but she's American now. I can't remember. I think she's
love where this discussion is going.
I think she's got, like, she's not purely like Caucasian from like Nebraska, you know? Anyway, quote, Stephen Paul says, I'll look this up. Stephen Paul says, there are all sorts of people and nationalities in the world of Ghost in the Shell. We're utilizing people from all over the world. There's Japanese in it. There's Chinese in it. There's English in it. There's Americans in it. I don't think it was just a Japanese story. Ghost in the Shell was a very international story, and it wasn't just focused on Japanese. It was supposed to be an entire world. That's why I say the international approach is, I think, the right approach to it, end quote. So that's pretty cool. Like, he's trying to stick to his guns and justify casting Johansson as Kusanagi.
Are you going to go into a room and tell Scarlett Johansson that, no, we decided not to take you the part?
I'll do half of that. I'll do half of what you just said, but no.
Oh,
so this is cool. Like, I want this movie to be really, really good. I want this to be
I am really excited about this movie.
I want this movie
so
to
pumped.
Have the production value and, like, the feel-goodness of Pacific Rim.
Because oh my God, that's all my top 10 movies, by the way.
Pacific Rim is a good movie, and I think people
it's so much fun.
People didn't think it was going to be that good, and it was really,
it was,
really good.
That one blew my mind. Although I will say my complaint needs more Russians.
More Russians? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did seem like it was sort of this like ensemble sort of thing that all of a sudden we're like, oh, we got the China guys, we got the Russian guys, oh, these French guys, they're over here. And then you've got like all these people.
The Russians only got like 2 seconds on the spotlight.
Right,
no, they were
right.
So awesome.
Real quick, Attack on Titan Season 2 coming at you spring next year. So 2017, it's going to be a good start to 2017.
I am looking forward to that.
And then we're going to go ahead and talk about...
get rid of this year.
So the United Nations Human Rights Council...
Oh God, are they after me again?
Just recently, no, not yet. Just recently passed a, quote, non-binding resolution. This is important.
So they said words that don't mean anything.
They said non-binding resolution in June, so this past month, that condemns countries...
Is that like 640 by 480?
No.
It was funny. Come
I
on.
Get it. Nerd jokes. It condemns countries that intentionally take away or disrupts its citizens' internet access. So
they said, yo, bro,
again,
don't not give people
the
internet.
Gawker articles sometimes have clickbait titles that are like, internet access is now a basic human right. Okay, technically it's not. Nothing about this is legally binding. That's what non-binding resolution is. It's not a war crime if you take away internet and don't give somebody the ability to play balloons for an afternoon in internet
cafe.
To
be fair, I think it should be.
Well, you luckily
take away my internet
luckily,
for a week.
You know what you should what take happens. Away? You should take away your obsession with playing WoW. I was explaining we have about a minute to talk about this.
Okay, fine.
I was explaining to Bear that there are still, even though Nostralis isn't here anymore, that there are classic private servers out there that are still able, you could still connect to. You could still go and get,
that's still pirating.
You can play for free. No, it's not pirating. You bought the game.
I would actually have to look it right.
You bought the... Well, no, I... Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not a lawyer. You're right.
Yeah.
I bought the
you're at
game.
Least getting into gray hat here.
I've played the game for, I think, over 8 years or 9 years.
Yeah.
I played the game.
At release.
I played the game and I paid for the game. I paid full price for every expansion except the Warlords of Draenor. I didn't buy that one because I lost that love and feeling. But I bought the original game full price.
Right. I did too.
I don't feel bad that I'm not paying Blizzard more money. Now, is it illegal? I don't know. It's a gray area, maybe.
I kind of feel like this is how you feel it should be versus
I'm not
how it
saying
actually is.
I don't think that you can be held accountable. Like, you can't be put in trouble
or anything
for it. I don't think
Blizzard's going to care.
You know?
I'll give you that.
But anyway, that was my suggestion was, Barry, you know, maybe go and play on a private server for a little bit. See if you really want WoW badly enough.
The reason
you know?
I'm getting back into WoW is several of my friends got back
in. Well, that's a different thing.
I didn't tell you all that.
Yeah, you didn't tell me all that. So, you know, if your friends are there, it doesn't matter
what
game.
Suddenly he changed his tune. Oh, you have friends? I forgot that you have those.
Hey, you know what? I didn't say that. You said that.
Yep.
I didn't say that. That was all you said
with your eyes.
I said it with my eyes. We are out of time, but we are not done yet. Bear, we have a website where all our stuff is. What is that website?
You can go to exppoints.com. Double tap the P.
We also have social media at exppoints.com/social. Go there for the Facebook, the Twitter. Like, subscribe, and
the Twitter.
You know, go ahead and follow us on all of that stuff. Look on our YouTube channel. We got all this stuff coming down the pipe, all this stuff. It's scheduled already. And we also have, we've got a lot of stuff on iTunes and Stitcher, so go ahead and search for the Experience Points Radio Show to hear cut and dried versions of these shows and look online for all the stuff that we're going to post there. We're going to leave you with one song.
One whole song.
This is Frame of Mind from Beyond Good and Evil. It's an OC remix goodie.
Nice.
Oldie buddy goodie. I love it. It's a little bit long, but just close your eyes, crank up the tunes, and enjoy your drive or wherever you're listening.
Don't close your eyes then.
Don't close your eyes. You're
right. If you're at home, close your eyes and relax.
I'm MG.
I'm Red.
We will see you next Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.